It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. A NATO offensive in Afghanistan has led to fierce fighting. A NATO spokesman said as many as 200 Taliban fighters were killed, along with four Canadian soldiers. This happened in southern Afghanistan, and it's described as the most significant NATO offensive since it took over command of that area from U.S. forces at the end of July. We're going to go now to New York Times correspondent Carlotta Gall, who's in Kabul, Afghanistan. And Carlotta, what is NATO trying to accomplish with this offensive?
They're moving into an area very close to the main city of Kandahar, and they're trying to push out hundreds of Taliban who've taken over the area. And they're trying to move through a very populated area of vineyards and orchards and villages. So they're saying it's going to take quite a long time. They're into the second day now, and there've been casualties on both sides.
And based on the accounts that you've been able to receive, what kind of fighting is this? Are there pitched battles or one little encounter after another?
I think there's pitched battles. It started with artillery and airstrikes, and then they moved in yesterday and came across mines and fortified positions of Taliban. And there's been enormous figures, which we can't verify, but they're saying they killed up to 200 Taliban. They've seen others fleeing the area, but we're thinking it was probably civilians fleeing. We're getting reports that there's a lot of displaced civilians in the area. And now we've also got the latest report of a friendly fire incident where NATO is saying their forces called in airstrikes, and the airstrikes which strafed the area with gunfire also killed one NATO soldier and caused multiple casualties on the NATO forces' side.
Now, is there a connection between the resurgence of the Taliban in the southern part of the country and the resurgence of the opium trade in the southern part of the country?
The drugs officials and the UN chief of the drug office came through 2 days ago and said the same. They say there is a connection because the enormous resurgence of the poppy cultivation has occurred in the same provinces where we've seen a breakdown of law and order and a resurgence of the Taliban. So it seems to be directly related to just lack of military or police control of provinces has allowed an enormous increase in the poppy harvest. There have been, for example, cases of the Taliban encouraging farmers to grow poppy in return for protection. So it's definitely interlinked, but it's not necessarily the Taliban driving it. It's just that they're opportunistically taking their cut along the way.
Carlotta, you've reported that the opium harvest has gone up 50% or so. And, of course, this is the raw material for heroin. Is poverty still so bad in the southern part of the country that this is the only way that many people can survive?
Certainly, it's a very poor country. You know, Afghanistan has some of the lowest indicators in the world, but it's not necessarily poverty that's driving them to poppy. I think it's the opportunity. They've learned how to harvest this crop, and nobody's stopping them, and possibly the Taliban is even encouraging them, so they're taking advantage of it. There's many poor parts of Afghanistan where they're not growing poppy for different reasons. You know, either their leaders are telling them not to, or they don't have the know-how. Certainly, there's a lot of poverty, and this is the richest crop you can grow. So people are growing it to make money. But I think there's many other factors that have allowed this to become a popular crop.
Have the U.S. and its allies done anything effective to fight the poppy cultivation in any part of the country?
Well, this is why there's a lot of red faces here in Afghanistan, both on the side of the government and the foreign donors who have made a big effort to support a counter-narcotics strategy in the country. And it's kind of multi-pronged. They've tried to help the governors eradicate and persuade the farmers not to grow. They've tried to train police and investigators to crack down on the trafficking side. And they're trying to do alternative livelihoods or help with roads and markets to encourage farmers to do legitimate farming. Yes, an enormous amount of money has been spent on it, but it's not enough yet, and it's certainly not showing results yet.
Carlotta Gall is a New York Times correspondent of long experience in Afghanistan. Good to talk with you again.
Thank you.